Just over a month ago was World Sepsis Day, aiming to raise global awareness about this life-threatening condition. Sepsis is when an infection spreads into the bloodstream and circulates around the body, injuring body tissues and organs. You may have heard it referred to as septicemia or blood poisoning. An infection starting in any part of the body can lead to sepsis, but the most common sources are the lungs from pneumonia or a chest infection, the urinary tract, and the abdomen from infections because of a burst ulcer or a hole in the bowel. Sepsis can also be caused by meningitis, and COVID-19 infection may also lead to sepsis in some cases. The bloodstream spread stimulates a massive reaction in the body, including the release of chemicals, causing the tiny blood vessels in the body, known as capillaries, to become damaged and leaky. This can lead to a dangerous drop in blood pressure. The clotting system in the body is stimulated to try to repair the blood vessel damage, but this may lead to more problems with blood clots breaking off and damaging body organs. There are somewhere between 47 and 50 million cases of sepsis every year worldwide, and at least 11 million deaths. That's more people than die because of cancer each year. In fact, one in five deaths globally is associated with sepsis. Up to 40% of cases are in children under the age of five, and 80% of sepsis cases occur outside of a hospital. Once infection gets into the bloodstream, it can spread quickly. Sepsis is a medical emergency, so it's important to be able to recognise it. Signs that might indicate that a person has sepsis include fever and extreme shivering, muscle pain, confusion and slurred speech, breathlessness, mottled or discoloured skin, reduced urine output, and a sense of impending doom. A person feels very unwell. They feel like they're going to die. In babies and children, you may notice that they haven't had a wet nappy for 12 hours, a tense or bulging fontanelle, vomiting and refusing food, an unusual cry or moaning, that they're drowsy, floppy or unresponsive, pale, blotchy skin, or a rash that doesn't fade when a glass tumbler is pressed against it. Convulsions or seizures, rapid breathing or grunting, that the child has a fever but their hands and feet are cold and that they don't want to be touched or held. If you're worried that someone may have sepsis, seek urgent medical advice. If they're very unwell, you should call an ambulance. Remember, it's 144 for an ambulance here in Switzerland, and 112 is the Europe-wide emergency services number. Prompt treatment of sepsis can increase a person's chance of recovery. Catch this podcast and others in the series at worldradio.ch/healthmatters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.